Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Seg.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Kosafa Show, where we will hear from Malawi coach Mweki Mwase on the Flames' qualification for the Africa Cup of Nations finals in Cameroon in January, what their ambitions are in the remainder of the world stage group qualifiers as well. Those are concluding later this month.
We'll hear from a young South African-born winger in New Zealand, DeAndre Vollenhoven, who has broken through a top Kiwi club, Auckland City, this year. It's a team with no shortage of South African connections, and he describes his football journey so far. We also chat to COSAFA General Secretary Sude Tome and the Sotho Football Association Technical Director Leslie Notsi on preparations for the Region 5 Games Maseru 2020 that were held over from last year and start on November 30 for the boys and girls under 17 competitions.
But let's first get the thoughts of former Malawi international Mwase, who's now coach of the side. He played in South Africa with Jomo Cosmos, and he's hoping to build a new era of success for the Flames, having led them to their first Nations Cup finals since Angola 2010.
How excited is everybody there in Malawi about you getting to the Cup of Nations finals for the first time since 2010?
Indeed, they are so much excited. You know, it has taken a bit of time since 2010 for Malawi to qualify for the finals in AFCON. So everybody is happy.
And what was the secret of the qualification? Because, I mean, it was a tough group to beat Uganda, to come above Uganda in the standings. Why did you do so well there?
What we did is just to make sure the boys have the confidence, of that working hard spirit to play and to win the games. That's what we did.
And how happy are you about the strength of the squad? I mean, what sort of potential do you think you guys have when you go to Cameroon now?
We're still a very young team, still learning, but we are very confident that we are going for the finals in Cameroon. And we're hoping that the boys will give it all for themselves and for Malawi as well.
And what will be your minimum ambition?
Since we have been there twice, we have been qualified to the quarterfinals. This is what we are fighting for. But as well, we would like maybe finishing the semifinals or finals as well. You don't know in football.
Exactly. And in terms of your foreign-based players, how much of a contribution are they for you? Because, you know, many countries, many of the African teams obviously have a lot of experience from big clubs in Europe, etc. How big a component is it for you, the small number of foreign-based players that you have?
In this qualification, we were very happy because most of our foreign-based players are in South Africa. So you remember when this COVID thing came on us, it was only South Africa maybe who got some games still being played while we were suspended here. So they really contributed a lot to our qualification. But only now that I'm worried because most of them don't have now game time. I don't know what is happening. But all in all, we are very happy for them for contributing a lot to the qualification of the AFCON finals, Malawi.
And what did you think of the draw? I mean, Guinea is a tough team, but Senegal is very tough. But I think Zimbabwe you can beat. Eh? You must be confident there at least is 3 points.
Yes, I would say all teams are very strong team. Even as you're saying, Zimbabwe is a very team. You know, even football, as I've said earlier, you don't know what is going to happen. But all what we're going to do is to fight for ourselves so that we see where we can go far.
And how important is this qualification just in terms of the Football Association giving you more support, giving you some more friendlies, training camps, etc.? It's, you know, sometimes when countries qualify for Cup of Nations, it seems like it unlocks the money and it allows a little bit more time for you as a coach to work. Is that going to be the case for you now as well?
That is the only worry I'm having right now, because we were talking to the management if they could have allowed us to go for a proper camping for the finals. So we're still waiting for the answers from the authorities.
Okay. And when will you, if you do camp, where will you go camping? What do you want to do?
We would like to go to the where the next country is, like where the Cameroon is, because we still feel maybe the weather is just the same us to Cameroon. So East African countries, West African countries, where we want to go.
And what's it going to be like for you as a young up-and-coming coach to sort of rub shoulders with some of the big names of African football? In fact, to be strategizing against these guys, you know?
It is going to be very exciting. You know, Mark, this is my very first time to coach a national team, and with no much experience, like the big guys that I'm going to meet there. I already met some of them, like the Nigerian coach, when we were where the draw was being made in Cameroon. So it's going to be very exciting.
And do you feel a little bit daunted, or do you feel like you can take them on?
No. It's football. We're going to take them on.
No, that's excellent. And so, just in terms of the World Cup qualifiers, I mean, the results haven't been that great. Has that been a little bit of a downer for you, or do you see that more as preparation now?
I think it was also another milestone to us in Malawi. You know, it also took a lot of time to qualify into group stages. I mean, playing teams like Ivory Coast, Cameroon, it has given us another edge so that we are also, though we lost to those some games, but I think there is a lot of improvement in terms of performance in the team.
So obviously that for the last two games now in November, you keep a consistent team selection and you go for maximum exposure. Is that the idea?
Yes, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
It's also, we are taking it as part of the preparation for the AFCON.
Okay. And what would you say the strengths of the Malawi side are? Is it maybe people don't know you so well, you can catch them by surprise? Is it the style you have? What do you think will be your strengths in Cup of Nations?
I think maybe it's because they don't know us, but I think it's the hardworking spirit that we have in our boys that is going to make a difference.
And did you ever think one day when you were playing in defense there for Cosmos, you would be coaching a Cup of Nations finals?
No. I really didn't think about that.
And have you talked to Jomo at all? Has he said anything to you? Has he congratulated you?
Yes, he did. He did. I actually talked to him when we went for the COSAFA games. He called me, he wanted to check on one of the players in my team. So I talked to him. He congratulated me, yes.
Oh, nice. And just in terms of, you were just mentioning, you were a little bit worried about sort of, I suppose you're referring to guys like Gabadinho is not playing regularly. Who else? Gerald Pirri.
Zava,
yeah,
he had a little bit of injuries.
Yeah. So you're watching these guys all the time, eh? On TV and stuff.
All the time.
And the strength of the domestic league. I mean, we saw Bullets beating AmaZulu in Durban, and then we expected AmaZulu would be out, and then it was a bit of a surprise that AmaZulu won away in Blantyre. What does that say about the domestic league for you? You feel it's a little bit weak still?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to improve on the domestic league. So, but there's a lot of potential there, but I think we need just to improve more.
Right. So is it fair for me to say there's Cup of Nations fever there in your place?
A lot of fever, you know. There was this the cup was here, going around, showing the people, you see the excitement of the people in the streets. I'm very excited.
And how is that for you? I mean, do you feel a sort of a pressure now you must deliver, or are you happy to kind of do what you possibly can do?
Yes, the qualification itself, it's given me, I'm very excited about it.
DeAndre Vollenhoven is a youngster just starting out his career, but with big ambitions to play in Europe and perhaps one day represent Bafana Bafana. His club Auckland City have previously had South Africans Kieran Jordan and Grant Young on their books, as well as a number of players who ended up playing in the PSL. Tell us a little bit about your South African connection then.
Yeah, so I actually came to New Zealand 4 years ago from South Africa. I grew up in South Africa in Johannesburg in an area called Alberton. So yeah, I grew up there. I started playing football around the age of 7, 8. I started off at Lineal, Celticus in the South, and then I went on to Sporting. And then from Sporting, I went on to play at Black Aces. I played at the Black Aces Academy. And then maybe 2, 3 years later, I just I had to take that trip over to New Zealand with the family.
And do you come from a footballing or sporting family? Do you have any relatives who played any sport at a professional, even amateur level?
No, I'm the only person in my family that actually plays football professionally.
And then I know you've spent, I think it is probably the last 4 years at the Auckland City Academy. How did you get involved with the club and how's that journey been so far?
When I first came to New Zealand, me and my father, we actually went to watch Auckland City play. Because, you know, as foreigners in the country, you obviously want to get tapped into the football side. And we actually met some people I knew from South Africa at the football game. And they introduced me to the club called Central Football Club. That's like the feeding club of Auckland City. And I played at Central Football Club for about three years. And then I got called up to the Youth Academy for Auckland City. And now from there, I'm in the first team.
And I think you made quite a splash in the juniors, scoring a lot of goals and winning championships and whatnot. How was that for you?
It was a nice feeling, man, just being able to get caught up to one of the top teams in the country at the youth level. We actually won that youth league that season. It was nice. Different players coming in from around the country, you know, getting involved with the academy, different coaches, you know. It was very professional, very positive environment.
And I know you made your debut, your first team debut last season. I think you scored in your first start, if I'm not mistaken. How did that feel to play senior team football?
It's always a blessing, man, you know, coming from the youth league, people giving you opportunities, you know, going into the first team and then proving your worth, you know, proving yourself to the people that always doubted you. It's a good feeling, you know, for your family, for yourself, for the people back home, you know, putting that name out that South Africans can always do it.
And obviously, I mean, I think Emiliano Tade, who South Africans will know from AmaZulu and Sundowns, is in the first team there. And Auckland City actually over the years have had quite a South African connection, all players who've gone on to play back in the PSL. Does that help, you know, having that kind of connection?
Yeah, it's always good having players that's been back home, you know, playing from there. It's guys, you have that likewise connection on the field, like they know how to play with you, you know how to play with them, understanding the football. It's always good having players with that experience. You can relate to a lot of things on the football field.
And if you kind of you look ahead a little bit now, you know, I think this, the Northern League is on at the moment, and the Premiership will come back for the next season. What would you see as kind of success for yourself in the next season? What is the next step for you now?
The next step for me is just to continue grinding in the first team, you know. Hopefully in the next couple of years, I can look forward to going into the A-League. If not, just keep grinding with Auckland City, but definitely try to go overseas, maybe look at college recruiting. But yeah, that's the goal.
And just to sort of change tack a little bit, were there any sort of role models that you had growing up? Any players that you looked up to and you thought, you know, that's, you know, someone I'd like to model my game on?
Yeah, so my family's mainly Manchester United fans. I started watching with my dad when I was very young. And a player that I always looked up to was Ryan Giggs, one of the top players there, a legend at the club. Left foot just like me, and he's always inspired me since a young player. That's where I got my favourite number 11 from. Unfortunately, I don't have it at the club, but yeah, soon to come. But yeah, that's someone I've always looked up to.
You know, you say you were, you got to New Zealand 4 years ago. So obviously you spent, you know, the first sort of 13, 14 years at home. Were you a fan of the PSL as well? Was PSL football something that interested you?
I wouldn't say that. It was always there. My grandfather mainly supported it, but I never actually had the opportunity to go and tap into the inside of football. I mainly just played it, but I always used to watch English football.
And you mentioned there about your left foot. And it's always hard to talk about yourself, but can you kind of describe what are your best attributes and what is your actual favorite position?
I'd say the good attributes would be about me is speed, you know, getting past players, skillful, just cutting in on the right. So mainly, yeah, right winging on top.
And do you see yourself as a goal scorer as well, or mainly someone who assists?
I've mainly been the assist player in the team. I'm just bringing that creative flavor on the field, you know, always creating chances. But then and there, I am able to score goals. I do see myself as a goal scorer, but I am able to bring that flavor, creativity on the field.
I mean, you spoke earlier there about maybe going to the Aussie A-League or to college football. But if you were given a dream ticket, what for you is your kind of ultimate ambition in club football?
Obviously, to get to the highest state possible, you know, the highest league that I can. You know, hopefully one day the dream is to get into the, if it is the A-League, if it is the US, the MLS, the Premier League. It's always a nice goal.
We've always watched it from afar. What's kind of the standard of the New Zealand Premiership? Is it quite a high level? I know it's mostly sort of semi-professional, is it? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the standard of the league, is it quite high?
Yeah, the standard is good over here. It's a real good professional environment. You know, it's a good league to be in if you're a developing player in the country.
And obviously there's, there's been quite a few players from New Zealanders, who've gone over to play in the Premiership with the Army. We saw just the other day, Chris Wood scoring a hat-trick for Burnley. Is it the right kind of, is it the kind of league that gives an opportunity to be scouted for Europe, do you think?
Mostly Australia and the States is the, one of the main, outgoing opportunities for youngsters. But, you know, if you have it in a country like this, it's a small place, you know, you can always put your skills on display. So I feel like if you're in this country and you're good enough, you can always make it.
And then just moving to the national team setup, you know, is it an ambition of yours to play for South Africa, or do you see yourself as more sort of settled in New Zealand now, or is it all options open?
I mean, it'll always be a good thing to play for the hometown, you know, the homeland. But whatever opportunity comes my way, you know, you have to take those, make those sacrifices in life. But whichever one comes first, you know, I'll be able to take it.
And do you see the South African PSL as an option for you in the future if that opportunity came?
Yes, maybe. It's a yes and no answer. I don't see myself playing there, but if the opportunities came and the circumstances were right, then I will play there.
Just sort of looking again ahead to the season, have you set yourself any kind of goals? Of course, playing as many minutes as possible, but have you set yourself any other sort of targets?
Mainly to just get overseas, you know, grind out the season that I'm doing now, the season forthcoming, and then just try to go overseas.
The Region 5 games in Maseru will be a chance for boys and girls in the under-17 age group to get a first taste of international football and also prepare for the African qualifiers for the 2022 under-17 World Cup. That's going to be played in India next October. CASAFA General Secretary Sude Tom outlines what we should expect.
There are very strict protocols in these games, which are multidiscipline. The athletes are all in games villages, and in this country, because of the number of beds required, the athletes are split between three games villages, and they've done it according to sport code. So all of football will essentially be together in one village, but very strict protocols are being employed with regular testing and minding, you know, all of the protocols. There's a full-on medical team which will be here to safeguard all of the participants, the officials, the athletes, etc. In the game. So definitely not business as usual. And I believe that Region 5 has taken the decision to maintain a zero spectator base, because at this late stage, it would have had a big knock-on effect to put all the other services in place. So no spectators.
In terms of the LOC in the Mountain Kingdom, how are preparations are so far?
Well, I can only speak for football. We've had some challenges, but I think as a country they have done their very best, and I think it's the responsibility of the federations to work together with the local organising committee and the regional organising committee, Region 5, to find a way forward. You know, one could throw up one's hands and say, oh, you know, the conditions aren't perfect. We're not going to to organise these games, but that would be counterproductive. So I think it's about finding a happy medium and working together as a team.
How important is this game in trying to revive the economy of Lesotho following the pandemic?
Yeah, very, very important. I mean, the host country, of course, there's a big outlay, from their perspective. But on the other hand, there are something like 2,000 plus people coming into the Mountain Kingdom over a period of 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So one hopes that there's going to be some real economic benefit, impact coming from all of the visitors into the country, as well as the exposure to the country from a touristic point of view, you know, by virtue of the fact of the games being televised, etc.
This specific Region 5 tournament, I mean, act as a qualifier for for a CAF tournament?
Not in football. In fact, it's the next one. It's in Malawi next year, 2022, where the under 17 boys will be the qualifier for the next CAF under 17 AFCON.
The Region 5 games will be held in Lesotho, where expectations for the home side will be high in the boys' football competition. LFA Technical Director Leslie Notsi says they have to make up for lost time to be ready as a team.
Thank you. Very interesting. And I think all the countries that are here, the countries that will be participating, they are going to enjoy the tournament for this age group that will be playing. I think it's good that they'll be playing different countries that comes with a different playing style. So it's good at their developmental stage to play against, you know, those countries coming up, like I've just mentioned. So the boys are going to enjoy themselves. Yes, at the end of the day, everybody wants to win. But we still need to look at, you know, the idea of developing and at an early age start playing competitive and start enjoying and learn more about the game.
So far, how have the sort of preparations been so far?
I think we've been preparing ourselves. Yeah, well, yes, but late. Why late? Because of the COVID regulations, you know, because it's only a few weeks back when the government allowed contact sport to start, to resume. So we have done well trying every weekend for the boys to come and camp. The other challenge is school. You know, the schools also are opened and they are going to schools over the weekends. But we have made a provision with the schools that now they can allow the boys to come for training. And we have already been to Eswatini for international friendly. And we will be going to Botswana this coming weekend. No, next weekend, sorry. And I think it would really help benefit the boys, benefit also the technical team to prepare their teams. And I think also the nation at large, the football lovers, I think they're also going to, you know, enjoy the tournament, because that's more, the most important part of developmental level for the parents, the country at large, to support all the teams. Because here, this is where we've always been saying that in Southern Africa, the support to our developmental teams, it's lacking gains.
How important is this tournament for the sort of almost economically? Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I would say for us as the association, you know, all these boys are coming from our youth under 15 league, the one that was played nationwide. And it has benefited a lot of the districts because we are playing tournaments around. So economically, business people were getting something out of this, you know, out of this tournament. Now coming into internationally now with the other countries coming into Lesotho, I think the business will benefit a lot in terms of tourism, and even the small entrepreneurships will also benefit a lot out of this tournament.
What is your message to ahead of this tournament?
Let's come in numbers, yes, but at the same time, observing the COVID-19 protocols. Let's come and give all the countries support. Yes, of course, our own boys also think they also need that support. But I know Basotho are sports-loving people. We love football, even other sports codes. So let's all come and give support to our young, upcoming sports boys.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We look forward to your company again in 2 weeks' time, where we will look back on the final round of qualifiers in the group stage for the World Cup in Qatar next year.
Don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokoloduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.